Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Candid Conversations. Each of my segments is addressing a critical topic, whether it's communicating, politics, or gold. My next guest is one of the country's most dependable sources of financial news. He has his own radio show and is the author of the book Timing the Trade, a book on investing. We'll discuss whether the glitter is off of gold as an investment. And if you've got a thought about this, or if you just want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Investors across the country and throughout the world have come to view Tom O'Brien and his radio program, The Tom O'Brien Show, as the most dependable source of stock market news, information, and analysis. Tom's listeners proudly call themselves tigers, and they call in daily for a chance to growl and ask questions about specific stock and trade options. Many of today's Financial Talk radio hosts strive only to impress the audience with their knowledge. Tom O'Brien tries to give you some of your own. Tom's views are often quoted on Forbes.com. He's the successful author of the book Timing the Trade, How Price and Volume Move Markets, and it is a refined version of his trading system and focuses on the core of his method. Tom has also authors two newsletters, Market Insights, which comes out every market day, and with the highlights and daily picks of stocks on the market, and The Gold Report, which comes out every Monday and does an in-depth analysis of the gold market and gold stocks. Tom O'Brien is the founder, owner, and CEO of TFNN Corp, which produces his radio show and several other radio shows across the country. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you today?
Great to be with you, Billy.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. And I want to talk about the subject of gold. The Gold Report just came out yesterday. Yeah. And I guess the thing that has me scratching my head is that gold has fallen over $200 in price over the past three trading sessions. It is, however, hit several all-time highs in 2011 as well, reaching the unprecedented nosebleed height of $1,900 per ounce earlier this year. What's driving gold's steady increase in price over the past few years?
When you look at the context of the last 11 years, from 2001 to no doubt, as you just said, to 1900 gold, we had the dollar index and the dollar in general going from a 121 ratio down to 70. Now,
right.
The low in the dollar, Billy, was March of 2009. That was, the financial debacle on the way down. The last acceleration up on gold, so the direct correlation is gold in the U.S. dollar, because gold is priced in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So as the dollar goes down, hard asset goes up, gold in particular, commodities in particular. That's why all these commodities had gone so high. Now, the last move in gold, my take was that that was a parabolic move. When we started moving from 1,500 to 1,900, it took all of 3 months, and the whole world was speculating that, gold's going to go to 8,000, right?
Well, right.
I'm exaggerating a little, but the reality is that, gold's going to go to the moon. Well, gold already had gone to the moon, seriously. And, that's when you also hear the aspect that you're in a safe investment, meaning gold. Nothing is safe in the investment community. Poor folks thought they were safe in the Swiss franc, and they lost 25% of their money, in the last five weeks, actually. So just in the context of gold, this move, my take on this move in gold on the way back was a normal correction. Now, it's a vicious correction. There's no doubt about it. Gold has had corrections since 2001. It's had two huge ones. One was actually a 40% correction, and one was about a 37% correction. This thus far is, only pushing about 22%. If listeners are looking to get into gold, we're at 1651, I still wouldn't be biting just yet. I'd be biting somewhere down around the 1550 area. That could get interesting at that area. As long as they're going to hold it for a long period of time. They don't want to be stepping into this thing. Because right now, what has absolutely happened is that you're stepping into that high volatility type of market. So in a high volatility market, you actually want to step into it when everyone is turning around saying, hey, the gold market is over. When no one is out there screaming and yelling, that gold you can't go wrong.
Well, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. That's Warren Buffett's
Absolutely.
Motto. Absolutely. My guest is Tom O'Brien. Well, Tom, so many different ideas and thoughts come to my mind from what you have just said, but let's talk about the buy and hold strategy for just a minute here, if we can, because the buy and hold for most investors today, that's going to be something that is foreign to them. So what are some of the challenges and the opportunities of buying and holding gold, say, over a 10-year period?
The best thing to do, if I was going to be on the other side of this deal right now, is this. So let's picture what you have. You have the GLD, which is Street Tracks Trust. That's going to be an ETF, which is Exchange Traded Fund.
Yes.
That trades like a stock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that trades at 10% of the price of gold. That is not a bad way to get into the gold market. What does happen, however, is that, like any equity, you could get into it, and it's going to be a lot harder to hold for a period of 10 years. Right now, that's trading at 160. It's gone as high as 184. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's one way you can own gold.
Okay.
The next way you can own gold, of course, is that, you know, you can buy coins. What happens with coins, Billy, is this, is that, let's say gold right now, we're at exactly at 1652. If you're going to buy an eagle, you're going to pay about a $50 premium right now for an eagle. Now,
wow.
Eagles are gorgeous, and you know, folks do not have to worry about, you know, sometimes you hear, oh, you know, can coins get counterfeited? There's no way. It doesn't happen. Well, it may happen in the business, but you're not going to get counterfeit eagles. You know, the feds will put people away in about 2 seconds flat. It doesn't happen.
Sure.
Now, the neat thing about an eagle, there's two things about it. It's the most liquid gold there is, and they're beautiful. You know, so what does happen in the gold market, and that's why the gold bugs can get caught up for so many years, is that all of a sudden, you know, they'll never sell. And I don't think you should have any investment that you just will never sell. You know, I don't think that's appropriate. But, you know, it's each his own. There's no doubt about that.
All right. Well, let's stop you right there, Tom, if I can, and talk about the eagle. Because the eagle, while it is a beautiful coin, and certainly it is an asset, you don't want to get married to it. When you get eagles, you bring on some inherent problems, and that is the problem of storage and the problem of insurance. Talk to me about that. How would you handle or how would you address the storage issue, the insurance issue, if you're going to hold eagles or Krugerrands or whatever it might be?
That issue is strictly a Wall Street propaganda issue.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
You know, because the reason is that Wall Street can't make money on coins. So they came up with that a long time ago, like, okay, hold it. You know, you can't store them. So let's just walk through a scenario, right?
All right, let's do.
$65 for a safety deposit box, right? That safety deposit box at $65 can hold about $2 million worth of gold.
Mm-hmm. That's if you could get it in and out.
$65. So now let's walk through the scenario. Let's just say that you only have $100,000 worth of gold, okay?
Okay.
Every person out there that's in a mutual fund right now that has $100,000 into it is paying $2,000 in fees every year, flat out. That's only 2%. If they're the smallest one out there, they're still paying $500 to $700.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do the correlations, you can see what happens.
Sure.
There's folks, unfortunately, that they're paying fees hand over fist versus the actual fees that are involved in holding physical gold.
All right, that makes sense.
Isn't that wild, though?
Yeah, well, that does make sense, and I get it. And I'm not a big fan of mutual funds just because of the fees and so forth that are associated with it. But talk to me about the insurance, because there is certainly an insurance issue here, isn't there, Tom?
I don't think so.
All right.
That would be like saying that if you go to your safety deposit box, you know, you don't insure what you put in your safety deposit box. If the safety deposit box gets robbed, then you're done.
Well,
there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that is true. My guest is Tom O'Brien. He's the host of The Tom O'Brien Show. We're talking about gold. Let's come back to another thing that piqued my interest in the conversation earlier about gold, Tom, and that is the idea that we could be in a bubble. I mean, is gold a bubble that's waiting to burst? Because if you look at some of the symptoms of a gold market, or any bubble market, you know, buyers are buying on reflex. There are leveraged instruments like the ETFs that you just mentioned, overconfidence that gold will never lose its value, we're certainly there, and some policy-driven issues as well that distort things like China, India, and the IMF buying up gold right now, which is keeping prices or helping to keep prices high. And finally, amateur investors like myself are getting into the gold market. These are all symptoms of a bubble. Do you think we're on a bubble here?
I think that you just went through a bubble, yes. You know, now the real question that I guess we all have to ask ourselves, is that bubble the end of the deal, or is it a vicious retracement? You know, we came back from the 1900 level. You know, in fact, you know, overnight, not last night, Billy, the night before, gold traded down to 1535. You can imagine anyone that just lost $400 an ounce in you know, all of 5 days.
Sure, they'd be panicked.
That is a vicious correction.
Yes, it is.
What does happen in a bubble is this, is that you get a counter-turn bounce like we're getting right now, and that's why I'm telling your listeners basically that, listen, sit there and wait to see how it hits the 1550, because when you come down in a bubble, the next level down, that will either come down and you'll see the selling dry up, that all the sellers are out, or you'll see the acceleration. If we do get another acceleration down like $300 or $400, then that was it. End of story. That was the bubble. The bubble popped. And that would be a long-term high in gold. And I say long-term, that would be another 10 years, 15 years.
Or maybe an all-time high, because that right now is the historical high, isn't it? At least over the 20th and the 21st century.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that is good. All right, well, what makes you think, Tom, that there, we might be just taking a retrenchment right now and that we might reapproach those highs of 1900? I mean, look at oil. Oil hit $148 a barrel, and we have not come close since then. Is this a situation similar to oil? We may never see 1900 again, at least in our lifetime?
The difference between the oil at that 147 mark is that that acceleration started up at $10. So you're talking about, you know, some 14 times the level. I think that's pretty dramatic, you know. And,
yes,
you know, we'll see whether, in fact, we'll get there again or not. I suspect that in the gold market, that we actually will get to 2300 in 2 or 3 years from now. And the reason being is this. So watch this, Billy. If we go back, you know, I remember going down the store for my mother every day. You know, granted, this is, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years, 45 years ago. Milk, bread, and cigarettes was 98 cents.
Wow.
Milk, bread, and cigarettes now, okay, is probably about $15, $16, maybe more. I'm not sure because I don't, you know, but it's around there, okay?
Okay.
So 15 times. Picture this in another 40 years. Milk, bread, and cigarettes is probably going to be $150. So in that context, what does happen is this, is that over a longer period of time, what gold has done, flat out, is that it hasn't made people money, unless, you know, you got in right, but it has held actual value. Meaning, you know, you can set up many scenarios that in the Depression, gold would buy you a suit, you know, it was only $30. Today, it'll buy you a nice suit. That has been, and factually, it stayed that way for over 5,000 years.
Hmm.
You know, so that's where that gets really interesting, that whole argument about, okay, on a longer time period, will you be able to hold the value? You know, and then the other side of that, meaning that the people say, hey, you shouldn't own gold, they turn around and they say, hey, listen, what about all the dividends that you got if you hold the equity? So, you're in the stock market, right?
Right.
Now, the argument there would be that, listen, the S&P is at the same place it was 11 years ago right now. Now, that doesn't mean 11 years from now we won't be, you know, much higher and it will soothe the average out, but that hasn't held up in the last 15 years.
Well, true. And to that point, let me just cite some statistics. A dollar invested in gold in 1926 is worth $5.82 in 2010 dollars. A dollar invested in common stocks in 1926 is now worth $244 in 2010 prices. My guest is Tom O'Brien. Tom, you're a talker like me. Talk to us a little bit about your show, the Tom O'Brien show that you have on daily. Talk to us about that.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it. So I'm on from 4 to 6 Eastern time, Monday through Friday. People call in from all across the world. I've been doing this for 15 years.
Wow.
And my expertise is price and volume is on a technical basis. I started in the bankrupt bond business January 3rd, 1980. I started as a fundamentalist. Then I figured out everyone's lying. It was like this is – and, you know, the only difference between, you know, a fundamentalist and a technical trader or investor is this, is that a fundamentalist believes what the balance sheets are saying. A technical trader is looking for the What I'm looking for in particular is where the money flowing is coming in. Mm. Where the, so you're both looking backward. That's the reality.
Yeah, that is true.
What it has to do with more than anything is correct money management. You know, I've seen a lot of different ways of investing, but what I've found on a larger basis, if people actually get a plan, keep money management, they'll do fine. It's the money management deal psychologically that is always the hardest deal for you know, folks to keep their head wrapped around.
Tom, that's great. We're going to have to end it there. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it, Billy.
Thanks.
Have a safe one.
And you too.